WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop.
Leroy's Body Shop offers full collision repairs. Leroy's Body Shop. They treat people right, do great work, and get cars back fast.
It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop. Rock 107 WIRX presents the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Hey, good morning. 7:36, Brock, Hunter.
Here we go.
I think it's actually worse now, buddy.
Is it? The delay?
Yeah, it's all right. I can hear it there. So maybe it's the weather. Who knows? I'm not even going to worry about it.
Is it an echo or a delay?
It's a tomato, tomato. It's like if I say hello, like there, I just heard myself repeat, say hello, like right back to me. I guess it's an echo.
What if I turn this down a little bit? Check. Here we go. Is that better?
No, I can still.
No. Damn it.
We're not going to go on. We're not going to move on this show until we figure this out.
Hey, you know what? You know what? A lot of people are on the Wi-Fi. You know, it's quarantine. A lot of people, pulling some internet around town.
You're
just going to have to deal with it.
It's funny. You bring that up. But yesterday I was like, man, because seriously, we spent the whole day in front of the TV. And I'm like, my electric bill is going to be through the roof.
You don't have any spare internet over there, do you?
Just a few tidbits of internet, please.
It's that South Park episode where they travel out west to go find some internet.
So dumb. That's all right. We'll get her taken care of anyway. Let's get to it. Your topic of the day today. What is socially acceptable? Like, the society generally accepts it as normal. But when you really think about it, it's actually very strange. And maybe this is just my own view. Maybe it's not that strange, but when I look at it, I'm like, man, it's kind of weird. And that is like baby toddler birthday parties. You've heard me explain that if I ever have children, they're not having a birthday party until like 5, 6, maybe 7. Because think about this. We all get together for this baby, okay, that has no idea what's going on.
Yes,
okay?
No clue. No idea.
And we as a society, all these adults get together and we're like, let's celebrate this baby's first birthday. And it's like the baby is.
The baby can hardly hold its head up on its shoulders.
Yep.
It's just looking around. Come on.
I mean, they make cards that you can buy presents for this baby. It's almost like, you know, like it's like a royal baby.
Here's the thing is you're a jerk. You're a jerk if you don't go and buy. You better buy that baby a present.
Yeah.
You better go to that party, Brock.
Yep.
You're going to sit there and you're going to love it. You're going to watch that baby. Baby's going to have no clue who you are.
We're going to sing this horrible off-tune song. Happy birthday to you. The baby's like, what is this? Is terrible. You know?
God.
And then we give it a bunch of sugar. So it's amped up for about 30 minutes, and then it's just basically asleep for the rest of the day.
You know what the best part of the party is? When you get to smash that baby's face into the cake.
And then think, too, like even toddler birthday parties at 2 years old, 3 years old, four. There's times where we bring in clowns. We bring in a stranger dressed up in makeup and goofy clothes to entertain these. It's weird to me.
Just trying to get murdered, you know?
God. I'm sorry to rain on all the kids' parades out there, but until you're able to remember it and you understand the concept of it.
Here's the thing, dude. My mom used to babysit way back in the day. Just a bunch of toddlers around the house all the time, dude, screaming and crying and pooping. It's unbelievable. But we had one that had a birthday party at the house, and I've told this story multiple times, but I'm going to do it again. She loved Barney the dinosaur. It was a big thing back in the 90s. Barney was huge. The purple dinosaur was it, and we hired one, and it was expensive. It was like, dude, I'm telling you, like $350 to get a Barney to come over.
I love you.
Dude, she saw this effing Barney and just lost it, started crying, was running away from it, trying to get away from this big, scary purple dinosaur that we emptied our pockets for, man. It's just the kids' birthday parties, you know, I think you're right. Start them at 5.
Five is a good age.
Five, maybe six, because then also, too, you can have those times where the baby's just in a terrible mood, and no matter what you do, it's not going to cheer up. So now you got all these adults just going, oh, my God, this baby sucks.
Here's another thing, too, is it's a house full of other couples with kids. And if you don't have kids, you're just sitting like, dude, what?
Yeah.
Where is the booze? What? This is, I do not fit in here.
If you didn't know those people, just going to a random baby's birthday party, it's a weird thing. So
here's what it is. You're walking into a situation where everybody's like, oh, so what are you having kids?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I got to get this question 1,000 times throughout
this
house.
Let's see. Do I have to deal with all this after I have that kid? Well, then no. Lop them off. Just take my balls right off. Not even worth it. Not even worth it. All right, that's what I got for you. That's what society accepts as normal, but you know what? It's very, very strange. Let's take a quick break. We got some awesome answers on Facebook. Get in on the conversation. Go to the WIRX Facebook page. Comment now. What's something that society generally accepts as normal, but when you think about it, it's actually really strange. We'll have your answers and more when we come back. Stick around, you dumb baby.
Don't send a code 3.
The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter on Rock 107 WIRX.
Good morning.
Yeah, I was thinking about it, man. You know, like, babies do have it all.
They got the life, man.
You know, they just get to lay around, sleep all day. They get all the food.
They're limited cute, boob they smell supply. Good. It's crazy, man.
Yep. You bring them down a notch a little bit.
Baby's getting a little cocky, isn't he?
Stupid baby doesn't know what's going on.
Your topic for the day, what's something that society generally accepts as normal, but when you think about it, is actually very strange. Great answers on Facebook. Blake said the price of beef jerky.
Yeah. Why is
it
so expensive?
It's needlessly expensive, but it's delicious. So he basically says, shut up and take our money. You know, it's true.
Say the same thing about pistachios.
Yeah. Yeah, why is a thing of mixed nuts like $15? It doesn't make sense. And then, if you get a like a 6-ounce bag of beef jerky, it's at least $2 an ounce.
Mm-hmm. That's like crazy. Gold. It's like we're rationing this stuff, man. Yeah. And there's only like a limited supply somewhere. And like a certain amount of people know about it. And they're like, you know what, we got to up the price. We're going to run out. Is that what's going on?
I think so. I don't know. I don't have an in with the beef jerky union, so I'll have to look into it.
I shouldn't have gotten her a ring for the wedding. I should have just got her a supply of beef jerky.
Oh, my God. It's exactly what I wanted. This must have cost you a fortune. Jay had a good one. He said viewing a deceased body at an open casket funeral. You're kind of
that
way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, dude. Yeah. Okay, give me a second here. Come on, guys. Let's rally around this for a second.
Uh-huh.
What? Why? What is that? Why is do people think that they have to go look at a dead body the last time you have these beautiful memories with this person your whole entire life, and the last thing you see is the dude or the lady laying there in a coffin, dead, yep. Just dead. That's the last thing you see. Yep, that's a great last memory of just a dead body. I never got it, and I never understood it.
You know,
I always thought it should be a closed casket, a cremation, however you want to do it. But the open casket, and like, you know, to me, like, I understand it's different. Like, it's your dad, maybe, but then the people, like,
I'm
it's
right
like
there
going up there
you.
Kissing the body and.
I'm there with you, though, too. I mean, you can say your last goodbye, and I know a lot of people use it as closure, but it's like, is it like proof to you that the person has passed? Like, do they give you
maybe.
A stick when you walk up there just so you can poke the body? Be like, yep, grandma's dead. Like, so that's where I'm kind of at with it. Is, I mean, you do, and we all say the same thing when you walk up to the body, like, oh, they look good. And I know it's closure, but for me, like, when I kick the bucket in, like, 6 or 7 years. You know, I don't need to see. I promise you, I'm actually gone. You don't need to look at my dead body just laying there.
Right.
I'm probably going to be cremated anyway. So, yeah, find a good picture of me, like when I was all fit and looking sexy. Remember me that way, not, you know, mangled and bloated.
It's all awkward. It's too awkward for me.
Yeah.
And you know, I get it, and I know you get it too. It's different for different people. People enjoy it, and people like to do that, and I understand. But I'm just throwing the question out there. Here's another thing. It's like when you go in that room and you're like talking to people that you haven't seen in a while, it's awkward enough right there. You haven't seen the person in 10 years, and a dead body's bringing you around. Yeah. But when you're talking to that person in the room, not only have you haven't seen them in 10 years, there's a dead body over there in the corner of somebody you know. It's just the whole thing is just weird to me.
I remember a buddy of mine lost his mom, sadly, when we were in high school. Actually, no, middle school. It's 7th grade, 8th grade. And so, you know, all of us 8th graders, this awkward stage of our lives, having to go to our buddy's mom's wake. And then, of course, they do the line of the family members that you walk by. And then you, like, you know, some people hug. But, like, I was at that stage where it's like, you know, like my buddy's dad. It's like I feel weird hugging him. So I'm like, I'm shaking his hand, which is also weird. So it's like, hey, I'm shaking your hand for your loss. It is. I think it's a very old, dated kind of thing in my mind, you know. So
I'm right there with you, man.
Now I want a discotheque,
man. Let's switch it up.
Fire my ashes out of a confetti cannon. Just let it rain down on everybody.
How about like a Burning Man, but use the body.
Right. You know,
that's terrible. God,
drugs in the upstairs bathroom, booze downstairs at the keg. Like, come on. Let's have a party.
This guy's got a DJ at his funeral.
Is that Deadmau?
Deadmau5, dude. Deadmau5 is there.
I think he got Skrillex to DJ his party. This is crazy.
He used his coffin as the table.
Yeah, that's where he's got his stuff up. No, people are doing lines. People are doing lines on my coffin.
Oh, God. Hey, you know what? It'd be different.
It would be. People would be talking about that funeral.
All right. We talked about that funeral for years.
For years, man. Man, you know what? Brock's funeral was dope, dude. That was a party. That guy knew how to throw down.
A dope funeral. I wish he could die again, dude. That was dope.
Man, Christ. I haven't had a rager like that forever. Let's dig him back up and throw another party. All right.
Hey, do you have a brother?
Yeah, let's just snuff out a brother. It's fine. All right, let's take a quick break. More of our weird social things when we come back.
Rock 107 WIRX and WIRX.
The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. It's
alrighty then.
8 o'clock, Brock Hunter. Morning. Your topic of the day today. What's something that society generally accepts as normal, but when you think about it, it's actually very strange?
You know, I love that they do it. I 100% love that they do it and keep doing it because it looks fantastic. It looks great. But if you really, really friggin' think about it, it's kind of weird. It's chicks. Makeup?
No.
Yeah. It's kind of weird. You know, it's like you get up and you got to throw a face on every day. It's kind of like a clown.
True.
You know, it's like a clown does it every, you know, going to work. But the clown's not wearing makeup all the time.
Yeah. Only when they're performing. It's just like women. It's when they're performing.
And I'm saying it looks good.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of you maybe dry the eyebrows a little too surprised. But, you know, beyond that, looks good. But it's kind of weird.
I like it. Yeah. That's a good one. It's a good one. All I can think about now is like, let's pluck our eyebrows and then draw it back on. It's great.
All right.
Why? Shave them off. Draw them back on.
Some of you women out there need to, cut it back a little bit. If you can, like, slap your face and there's a cloud of dust, if you leave a trail, you need to relax on the powder a little bit. Grandma.
Tone it down just a tad. Let's see. Nicholas had a good one. He said, honey, it's regurgitated nectar from an insect, and we just gobble it up. It is. It's so literally good. Bee vomit. And we're just like, this is so good.
And it never expires. Never
goes
bad.
It's just crazy. No, I actually got some honey that is like crystallized now. We've had it for so long. And I tell you what, though, it is so good. It is so good.
It's good.
I got a jar of bee vomit, and it's just delicious. Patty said, wearing your pajamas or your bikini shopping. Yeah, I think with some people, when you see them out at like Walmart or something like that, you're like, you were totally fine. I mean, it's not illegal. You can go to Walmart in your pajamas.
But your bikini?
I've seen people in like full-on bathing suits shopping, and you're like, all right.
I mean, I even feel weird. Like if I'm by the beach and there's a gas station by the beach and I'm in my board shorts, I even feel weird walking into a gas station without a shirt on or something, you know?
Yeah.
Spring break or whatever.
So, don't worry. You got extra tight tank tops in your trunk, so you just throw one of those on.
Yeah, I do. Got a whole trunk full of wife beaters.
Just super tight wife beaters. So if you ever need to go in, you can just throw one of those on.
Nice.
Does anybody have any shirts? Yeah, I got a trunk full of wife beaters. Do you need one? They're in all different
extra
colors.
Extra long.
I got like 30 puka shell necklaces back there too, bro.
Still wear that blue wife beater.
Oh, yeah, so hot, bro.
So hot.
It was accepted by society, Hunter, but it was still kind of strange.
It's blue. It's not white. It's just like dressing up the wife beater.
Yeah, this is my dressy wife beater. How dare you, sir? Hell, you throw a blazer on over this, I'm basically wearing a tuxedo. What are you talking about?
Absolutely.
All right, good enough. I'm not even going to read Brian Reed's because you know it's just a shot at the morning show, you son of a bitch. You bastard.
You know what he called you this morning?
What?
He texted me. He's like, you know what you should call him? Betty Brocker.
Yeah, he's messaged that to me too. I gave him the old LOL, which was like, all right, that's fine.
Betty Brocker.
We'll be back in a few. Stick around.